Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you for the opportunity to be the final speaker this morning. I would like to begin by expressing Peru's gratitude to you yourself, Chairman, and to your team for the very professional way and transparent and inclusive way in which you have led the work of this group of government experts, including during the intersessional period. Allow me also to express our gratitude for the draft report which you have presented. We believe that it is a very sound basis for our discussions. You can count on Peru's fullest support. Chairman, Peru would like to reiterate its concern about the need to update our vision for disarmament in the current geopolitical context, and in particular, in light of the ever faster development of lethal autonomous weapon systems and the risks and challenges that these pose. For these reasons, we would like to reiterate our position, which is against the design, development, possession, acquisition, and deployment or use of weapons which include autonomy as a feature in their critical functions of selecting, engaging, and applying force against specific objects. In other words, we are against arms that operate without human control in a way which cannot be predicted. Sometimes they are run by artificial intelligence software and using facial recognition software. We are also concerned by the fact that autonomous weapon systems might turn into weapons of mass destruction and that this changes the thresholds for the use of force. We therefore would like to reiterate our call to the high contracting parties to overcome their differences and to achieve concrete results during this session. This will, without a doubt, help us move towards the adoption of a legally binding instrument based on international law and international humanitarian law in particular. This would be through a set of prohibitions and regulations. On the one hand, prohibition of weapons that are completely unpredictable, and on the other hand, the restriction of the design, development, deployment, and use of autonomous weapon systems, which might have forms of human oversight and control, and also these must be, there must be the possibility for them to be deactivated at all times. We welcome the Ibero-American Summit press release in this regard. In light of the progress that has been achieved so far and reaffirming the need to continue with the gradual or progressive codification of the norms of international humanitarian law applicable to armed conflicts, Peru, along with 13 other states, took part in the review of the proposal for a draft protocol on autonomous weapon systems. This would be Protocol 6. This document was recently presented to the Secretariat and circulated among members. So we do hope that it will contribute to our debates. For all that I have said, and reiterating the serious risks and challenges posed by autonomous weapon systems and the mandate of this group, which is of vital significance for general and complete disarmament, I would like to conclude by wishing us all a very successful week of work. Thank you.